Tell me about your work together on this Sinfonia Concertante and how it all meshes together from the musician's perspective.
Well, the orchestra plays a grand opening that states the theme, the major opening theme of the piece, and then we sort of sneak in together. We have this da-dee-da-da-da, which is, even that opening measure for the two of us is an incredible gesture on his part, because the orchestra's been very active, and then all of a sudden it's sort of like time is suspended on that one note, and then we're together and we play a little opening, and then we trade off. We'll each play sort of the same thing and then in a different way, and then in occasions we'll be together playing. And so there's a lot of back and forth. And as I'm sure most people know, Mozart was a big opera buff.
Yes.
And so much of his music is operatic. And there's, in this piece, opera all over the place. You can imagine two singers singing this piece. And I think it's fair to say that the slow movement is one of the most sublime Mozart movements of all time. It's just so gorgeous. And then you have sort of this jokester coming back in the last movement with this da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da. It's just, I can just imagine Mozart saying, okay, I'm going to have some fun here, and we're going to make this a romp in Vienna or whatever, something like that. But there is a lot of this back and forth, and then sometimes we join forces, and the orchestra is there all the way, and they have beautiful moments.
I would like to reiterate about the second movement. One of the, what Paul just said, one of the most sublime Mozart movements. That's a very strong statement.
Yes.
Mozart is Mozart. We don't need to promote him. But a sublime moment for Mozart, that's really, I think if we needed to represent humanity and to explain why should we really be here, why are we even deserving this, this could be a good reason.
And he treats the soloists equally well. He doesn't push the viola off to the side at all, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Mm, absolutely.
Yes. And it's interesting that he wrote two duets for violin and viola, and the viola has a lot to do, but it's more, the violin is a little bit more prominent in those duos, whereas in this double concerto, they're really equal parts.
So what we're saying is don't listen to the viola jokes. There's a lot for the viola
to
do.
They're viola jokes? What? No.
No, they would never tell a joke about a viola. Just a violist, maybe. Yeah.